Here in the Chequamegon-Nicolet National Forest, with a steady breeze rustling the leaves overhead, you can see what makes the forests of the Upper Midwest so special. They transition between southern trees like oak and white pine, and the northern trees like fir and spruce. But climate change is bringing more intense storms, as well as warmer winters, and that affects a forest in several ways.
You know, you're extending the growing season on one end, you're not getting that durable frost that freezes the ground, that knocks back forest pests and diseases.
That's Stephen Handler, a climate science researcher with the Forest Service. He's here on a warm fall day to tell members of the Wisconsin Woodland Owners Association how they can protect their trees from climate change.
We're kind of like a climate change help desk, a climate change phone a friend for landowners and foresters and loggers all across the Midwest and Northeast.
To show the impact of climate change, he gives the landowners red and green ribbon and sends them into the woods. Trees projected to decrease in population, like sugar maple and balsam fir, get marked with red ribbon. Trees projected to increase, like bur and white oak, get a green ribbon.
What do you got on this one? Basswood?
That's green. Increase, that's a green.
So we need some green flagging here.
When they're done, red ribbons dominate the area, and many of the landowners are overwhelmed. But Handler says they can do a lot to help their forest thrive. He lists three options: resistance, resilience, and transition. Resistance means protecting valuable trees.
So imagine you have a 80-year-old red pine stand, right? Or maybe you are a national forest, and you're required to maintain some kind of habitat for an endangered species, right? You're going to try to protect that red pine stand until its commercial end of life.
So landowners might thin out competing trees to make sure there's enough water and light. Resilience means making sure a forest has many types of trees, and they're not all the same age. And transition means favoring species that are likely to do well in a changing climate. The landowners are already seeing unusual weather patterns, like more intense storms. Steve Ehrenholtz recently inherited 40 acres and says some is much wetter than usual.
We even have an area that the ferns are growing really well. Those will be wet for a lot longer periods where they might have dried out in the past.
Mike Fauerbach owns 191 acres. Standing among the others, he says recent winters have not been good for logging machinery that requires hard, frozen ground.
A timber sale that's gone on for 3 years. The ground was not hard enough to allow for that. And if you tell a logger around us that the climate isn't changing, you would be laughed at.
Still, he's up for the challenge of climate change.
We had to prepare for it. So, you know, if you're in northern Wisconsin, you better figure out what you can do here because it's not going to go away.
Before the landowners leave, Handler has some important words of caution. He points out that computer models don't account for pests, like the emerald ash borer. So even though white ash are projected to do well in the climate models, they're not necessarily a safe bet. This is Samantha Harrington in Madison, Wisconsin, reporting for Great Lakes Today.